classy in a Whopperito kind of way. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Coffee Show. I am Mikey.
Hey, I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Not only are we going to have a Whopperitos. Wait, what?
The Whopperito.
Whopperitos.
The new
Whopperito. Sorry, I did a Sammy drink. We're going to talk about craft beer. We're going to drink it. We're going to give you some beers to look out for. Maybe some information will come about that you'll need.
Maybe.
In your next beer geek talk. And we're going to listen to listeners talk to us about their beer. And we're also going to debut a new machine.
Yes.
Craft beer machine new to the show. A new character on the show.
Move over, Sonic Boomer.
It doesn't make alcohol, but you could say it gives you the perfect pour.
Oh.
Whoa.
Debuting on the show this week is a new physics machine.
Not pH. It's an F.
Yes. And if you haven't seen it, I remember talking about this when it was in a Indiegogo mode. It was an Indiegogo project. And then what it is it's a machine that kind of looks like a Keurig-esque looking machine. And you put any of your beerware, glasses, bottle, 22s, 12 ounce bottles, growlers, crowlers. You put them in there. It's got a little tube. And it's got basically a little draft system for any of your beers, wherever container your beer's in, it becomes a draft. It makes it a draft system for it. And it even will give it a little nitro-esque head if you want it to. So that is
nitro, bro.
That is, we did a little brief test run on the tailgate. So now we have a physics to mess around with. Not only is there a sonic foamer at the ready, there is a physics machine at the ready for our beer this
isn't
week.
Busy enough.
I will say that the sonic foamer does have a color changing LED light, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
This new machine lacks any sort of lighting.
point sonic foamer? Is that what's going on here?
I like shiny, bright things. Okay. So you put a color changing LED on it, I'd be happy. I want my beer to be blue or whatever.
Well, before we have our first physics beer, a little tailgate cleanup for tailgating. We had from Libertine, Tyler's, our good friend Tyler's, Libertine Brewing for the Goes. It is a damn fine Goes. Producer Becky was in here earlier. She enjoyed it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
She gave it the thumbs up, huh?
Gave it the thumbs up. The Libertine beers come in the big bottles, the 750s, and this is pretty much gone already, so that should tell you something. And we also donated to the show from Roger at Pine and Palm a can of Slow Blonde from Central Coast Brewing, and that got a little bit of a physics action there.
That was our test.
Yeah, test
subject.
It's a nice blonde. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That blonde.
I would drink a six pack of that.
Mm.
If I had to get a sixer.
I was forced to get a sixer.
Beach beer.
And so there you go. We're caught up. So maybe we should start
physics. Who's going to get the
start getting
physics
fizzy?
Top pour.
It has a little Anybody? Handle on the top of it that dispenses the beer.
Nobody's going for the top pour. I'll do it.
Like I said, it does a Keurig dispense.
Oh, wait. 60 degree angle, sir.
Physics. Says right in the direction. The perfect
it's built
angle.
Into the machine. The 60 degree is built into the machine. So you can hold your glass up.
I think
up
you
and
still got to do a 45 degree. 45 degree.
I'm going to be a rebel.
Wow.
It's effectively.
It's a little bit faster in your average refrigerator, I will say.
Oh, wait. Now go back to nitro.
Miking the. Oh, you're getting a little nitro at the end?
Oh, did you see that?
Whoa. Gave you some head.
Oh.
kicked it up a notch.
Oh, now the bearded brewer is going to the physics, getting himself a physics pour. Oh, now he's going to give him a little nitro, a little
splash of the.
Would you like some beer?
I would. Thank you, sir.
Do you want a half? Do you want a 6 ounce?
Yeah. Give me a 6 ounce pour. But no, don't give me the nitro first because this is the first time I'm having this beer. You know, I want the intended experience. We have a draft system right now. It's exciting for us.
So, is this makes you feel like you're right at the bar now? Like you're?
I'm
now at Central Coast.
I'm at Pounding at Central Coast.
Matt expects a tip.
All right, so what do we have? What do we
actually
have?
I do this for tips, so for my day job. So
for my day job?
Please leave
that's
me a tip.
That's my day job?
I love gold.
I mean,
see the physics still gets an I love
gold. So when you're pouring a beer off a normal faucet, if you don't have the faucet, it's either open or closed. If it's anywhere in between, it just foams excessively. And that's a little known tip. Some people think if you just crack the faucet, it'll pour slower. Well, it's not how it works.
That isn't how this works.
It's not like your shower.
It's not how it doesn't work.
Anything that's carbonated, it's got to be full bore. So, I mean, you knock that handle back on this physics machine, and it gives you about a good inch and a half ahead, and it's not dissipating quickly, which would happen if you were to pour it off the tap faucet that way. So they figured out something that we don't know.
Physics.com if you want to look at it while we're using it this week. FIZZICS. Physics.com.
It's like physics.
Yeah, physics.
Fizzy.
It's a pun on the science thing.
And this Central Coast smells amazing.
I thought I took all the aroma, damn it.
Nope, sorry. Yeah, tastes pretty damn good, too. Is this the one?
This is a pale, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What's this one called again?
Monterey Street Pale from Central Coast Brewing.
Isn't this the one that won a GABF?
Yeah, this is the gold medal winning. But it
tastes like gold.
See, we had a bottle of that here, didn't we? I swear we had a bottle.
I don't know. My story was when I was there for vacation, Tony Bags took me through there, and we all shared... It was like I started with their Pilsner. I knew I was going to be drinking that day, so I wanted to keep it light. Started with the Pilsner. Then I went into Vanilla Bean Midnight Lightning. We shared one of those. I was like, now I need something sessionable, lighter. Well, just give me a pale ale. And he poured me this and was like, sir, I believe you poured me an IPA with plenty of hops in it. And they're like, nope, sir. Yeah, that's just our gold medal win pale. Don't know what you're talking
about. This is super hoppy for a pale.
Oh, it is so good.
It is good.
So now you can understand why this didn't make the podcast. Me and the brother were out at the parents' house, and I was like, hey, we got to share one of these.
You jerks.
This must be drink now.
We must drink now.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. What's going on in craft beer culture out there right now?
I just had a couple of stories. I don't know if you guys were going to talk about this or not, but Hop PK, that's actually the name of House and Pendragon and Pita Kebab.
Why is it not finally. Dragon Kebab?
Yeah.
Hop
Dragon PK. Kebab. Hop PK.
Hop PK. And it has both their logos on there. It's dual branding, the whole nine.
Sounds like an Asian fusion restaurant.
And so they actually have, it might be.
This Hop PK.
Well, it's Mediterranean. Yeah, whatever. They have an official Facebook. They're posting things. They posted the blueprints up today or yesterday, one of the two.
For you, for architect nerds.
Nerds.
And I actually.
You're the blueprints, nerds.
Oh, yeah. I was scoping it out.
I couldn't.
Well, I wouldn't have done that.
I looked at it, and it looked pretty familiar and everything.
Then
the brother pointed out that they're doing outdoor seating. There's enough room. What? Yeah. So there's probably, it's like a 15-foot sidewalk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a very modest patio.
But, I mean, they're going to cut it down to just two little walk lanes right by the street. And you walk up in the middle, and then there's windows on either side. So what they're going to do is if facing the building, the window on the left, they're going to blow that out and make that their entrance.
Okay.
And then the middle door is the entrance and exit to the patio. So you have the middle of the building to the far side.
Yeah.
And there it had like five or six tables outside. So you could actually sit out on Venice Avenue, enjoy. And then they had blueprints of the building. And I was like, this looks fucking cool.
That's going to be epic art hop people watching spot.
So, yeah. So that's good.
Right there next to the Bitwise. Mm-hmm.
Fresno evening.
You could see certain angles of Tauga's beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
Spiral garage action.
See somebody at Joe's Steakhouse eating steak.
Eating some steak.
Watch him eat some steak.
Hey bro. Hey. How's that steak?
Hey, you get that medium? You get that medium? Hey, you get the medium?
Oh, you messed up.
The medium? Oh.
Oh, try the spaghetti.
You got to get a medium, bro.
Try the spaghetti, bro.
Hey. Oh, fine.
Then you end up paying some teenager, like, hey, bud, can you do me a favor? Can you go over there and get me some tater tots? I'll give you $2 to go get me some tater tots.
Never mind, they have a full restaurant. You want tater tots from across the street.
You'll be drinking House of Pendragon on the patio, and somebody will slip you some tater tots.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what'll happen.
Illegal tots.
Loaded tots.
Oh, illegal tots.
They're the only place in downtown that's doing loaded tater tots right now.
Damn. Ooh. All right, we must get to this patio. That's the only way you're gonna get.
That's a crazy. I mean, sorry, but like for those that don't know, it's just a weird. That's just gonna look weird. I think it feels like it's gonna look weird.
Just because
that's a weird street to have a patio. I'm just saying.
But that's because
it's happening. Like this is happening.
That's good. That's because that's the first patio that's happened within a mile radius. The next thing up would be, well, no, that's still a street over. But that Tower Sports kind of has that. They have the doors that open, so it's kind of like a smoker's corral. You could like kind of stand 3 feet out the door.
But that's, I hope that's not what ends up out there.
No, but so that's that. Exciting. And then we now have an up and coming brewery, which is Full Circle. They have been cleaning stuff out, clearing things out, demolishing a little bit of some things, changing a little bit. They posted today that they're looking for somebody to help them with some murals. They have some yellow walls that they need to get rid of. Because yellow is not the most attractive color for a brewery.
Yellow
wall. And they're actually looking for an artist to help them redesign their logo. Ooh. So they're doing a reach out right now. So
Reach around
right now. And I know they've started some pilot brewing. They haven't fired up the big brew system yet. I think they're waiting for glycol and a few different things. Their heat exchanger.
Still building it, right?
Yeah. They're still cleaning things and swapping out items for newer stuff, but he has started piloting, and he said it will make it to the draft. So in the first two were like IPAs, I believe.
Of course.
So, well, you know.
Well, better.
Who would Mike be if he didn't brew IPAs wherever he's at? So, though I know those are local places, but, I mean, it's just making our downtown better, and it's just more reason why you guys should come visit us.
Yeah, man.
Because now there'd be three things for you to do in a couple of months.
And pizza.
You can actually just...
And patios and tater tots.
You can actually stay downtown when you're done with Tioga.
Yeah.
Beer garden.
Yeah, you can hit Grizzly City and get some pizza. Go to Hop PK. Go to Tioga and Full Circle for beers. And
don't forget hummus at PK.
Oh, yeah. Endless amounts of hummus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now for your perfect poor hummus talk.
Then go to Bitwise for technology.
Oh, and a new cafe, local roasted cafe.
Yeah.
Just opened up in Bitwise. Oh, so I could see more locally roasted coffee stouts coming out.
Oh. I like how there's coffee competition for the beer. You get their coffee and the local beer. Hey, how about getting their coffee and your beer, yeah?
We're almost 1-to-1 ratio of coffee roasteries and breweries, so why not?
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're trying. Yay. We just need to get Little Bean back open, then we have the new cafe in Bitwise, and then we'll have Lana.
Mm-hmm. Lana needs a storefront, right? They're just a roastery right now.
So you can sample their cold brew, and you could buy their products at any given time, but they don't...
There's no cafe to hang out in.
Yeah, unless it's Art Hop. They'll do the Art Hop hangout, but... I don't know if it's just desire to not have that or if maybe there's some different licensing, but
Yeah.
I know they started talking, and it's like, well, if you have a certain kilo roaster, you have to do this, this, and this. And so they've already weighed options of the building. And I think they have mentioned that the building is too big for them, that they might even rent out some like office space in the back. So that'd be kind of cool. You walk through a coffee shop to get to your office.
I love that smell. All right.
What else in culture, bro?
So this physics does not have a fuel gauge, which is making me antsy about how much beer is actually left.
You got to go till it blows.
I know. Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
Rolling the dice, man.
You got to go till it blows.
It's like playing hot potato.
I know. I don't. That's too much anxiety for me. I can't handle this. I don't like it.
Oh,
he's going.
Brewer's going for what?
Going for a top off.
It has a little like air release.
What else, bro? Nothing? Boo, beer culture.
Beer culture.
I can confirm seconds are better than the firsts on that thing.
Oh. Well, now I have to have a second.
Second middle pour.
Hook me up, bro.
You want another sixer?
Yeah, man. Hook me up, bro. Hit me with a little of that nitro action. Yeah, boom. Properly done. Give me a little 45-degree angle on that, bro. There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting rammy up in there.
Yeah.
That's a full-on foam.
A little back tilt goes a long way of that handle.
I see what you
there might be some of this end up on our YouTube, at least our unboxing of it. So look out for that in the future. What else in culture?
Should we keep it local? Should we keep going on the...
Man,
how about some tacos and taps, bro?
Yeah.
Tacos and
it's
taps.
It's open, huh?
I think, yes.
Yes.
It's in the old Geary's Grub House for locals.
Fiesta,
know
Fiesta,
exactly where that's at. Willikers.
Willikers.
How old are you? We'll judge you by your... what you call that place.
Oh, that place.
Tacos and taps run by the Poppy's Mex Grill family.
Mm-hmm. Which, and they said it's the ones up north. There's one on Divisadero in Van Ness, but I guess that's different. Because they said, we have other locations, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it was like North Fresno.
Okay.
So
they're, I don't know. It can't be a bad thing. Taps and tacos.
They said that he went half and half on it.
Yeah.
Half craft beer, half
32
macro.
Taps. Mm. So what, that'd be 16 craft, 16 domestic, as he said. Or your average. So, I mean, it's smart. If you want to appease to all kinds of people, I just hope that means that they will still consider the crafty things and not just go, oh, this is craft, right? Question mark.
I got a big blue moon neon sign. That's craft, right?
Yeah. So, we'll see. But, I mean, they're going to focus on tacos and beer.
So, what would be your guys's... Doesn't have to be tacos just because we're talking about tacos. What do you instantly want when you have a nice beer in your hand? Is it tacos? Is it pizza?
It's not tacos.
Is it tater tots?
Sometimes it's pizza. It's usually snack food. I dig chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a light snacker.
Yeah.
No full on meal.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't like meals. We talked about this before. I don't like full on meals with my beer.
Right.
Necessarily. Yeah. I mean, I have it all the time, but I
get through it somehow.
Yeah, somehow I manage. But, you know, I don't care about the major food. I like snack food.
But if you could get some chips and they had like four different kinds of dip, you'd be all about that.
Nachos or nachos in the snack category?
Yeah.
Or is that meal?
Well, yeah, like the Eureka Burgers nachos, I have those all the freaking time with my beer. So.
Mm-hmm.
But so you got to watch out for being the salsa being too hot, because then that'll just damage your beer experience.
Unless you're drinking Murrieta, then there's no competing.
Yeah, there's no competing with that.
So Murrieta. How big should these tacos be if you're going to drink beers at Taps and Tacos?
Mm.
We talking little street tacos, little like poppers?
Yeah, but your 4-inch, is that the standard?
Sure.
Shell,
four corn.
Well, I mean, if you go to Taco Bell, it's like a 6-inch taco shell.
Ah,
but if you go to like
Taco Bell, is too big.
I figure your regular tacos, they're the 2 4-inch shells that you know, the double shell
mm-hmm.
with enough toppings that you could split them into two individual tacos if you were crazy enough.
So you're looking for simple. You just want meat, cabbage, little cilantro.
No cabbage, no onions, no cilantro.
I'll hold the cilantro. None but of that. I'll do the cabbage and onions. Mm-hmm. And
a little touch of sauce.
A little touch of sauce. And if it comes with cheese, I'm happy with that too. Even if it's feta. I'll take feta on tacos.
Yeah, I don't dig it when that. I mean, I'll take it on top, but I don't dig it when they use feta. What's the?
There's like, another cheese.
That, a little too fancy here, bro.
What are we, rich?
Only in California.
What is this,
Hollywood?
What are we, in Whole Foods? What's going on here? There's
a white-colored cheese that has a name starts with A. I know that's another popular one in Mexican food. I can't remember. I can't remember what it's called. Chew Your Beer, help us out.
Yes.
What cheese goes in Mexican food?
Anything else culturally? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think back to that article.
Nothing happened.
Local article, Fresno Bee.
Yeah.
We got scooped, fellas.
We got scooped. Damn
we
it.
Got scooped.
Couple of things we haven't mentioned.
Oh, the craft beer and wine bistro. The guys.
But half of what I mentioned.
Sunny.
Yeah, that's the big one. That one I didn't hear about. Why did we not talk about this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably industry. And I mean, he's threatened. He's threatened before. He's like, I'm stockpiling kegs for when I open my own bistro.
Whoa.
And I was just like, cool, then I'll do it.
So,
that was just it.
One of our, you could be argued our most preeminent bottle shop in town is going to open their own bistro. Not too far from their shop, down and that is that new area around on Fryant there.
Yeah,
in
it
Fresno.
Looks closer to the freeway, so it's maybe around Fresno and Fryant.
There's going to be Dave and Buster's there. Trader Joe's is going to go there. Dave Buster's about to open there.
Bastards.
So I can go to Trader Joe's for my lunch and then sit on their patio.
Nope, I'm not going to that Trader Joe's.
Never. It's over.
Over. Look at that.
I'm amazed at how smooth that thing pours. Ba-doo. It's pretty damn good.
My anxiety.
He says that one's going to have 16 draft taps, and I'm excited because he said he's going to focus on things you cannot find here.
Yeah.
Which I think will be cool.
Goldstein's competition.
But I just worry. I mean,
Fresno Goldstein's.
It's going to be super North Fresno. Yeah. They're going to have taps that you can't find anywhere.
They're going to be like, where's the Bud Light?
I just hope.
You got any strawberry?
No, I worry more about us. Where we'll go in there and we'll have a good time. And some guys all get out of my way, asshole. And we're just like, whoa, we're just here to have a beer, bro. We're all craft beer dudes. I'm worried that we might get the ultimate nerds, the ones that have no mannerisms. I just hope we don't run into those guys. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good place. They're going to have good beer. They're going to have good food. It's going to be in a good location. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I hope the clientele is awesome, too.
Mm. Just don't try and go for happy hour because that intersection's a mess at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, unless you haven't worked there.
It's either you start drinking at 2
just wait it out.
Or you start drinking at 7.
Right. Don't mess around with the other time.
Yeah. This is good. Good thoughts on the happy hour. Timing.
Just make it to Yard House for happy hour. Just kill a little bit of time there and then make the rest of the trek.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that's a cold show day. No?
Yeah. Oh, no. Beer life hack.
One more.
Yes.
There's
a company called Yeti. They make insulated products. They have invented an double walled. Huh? Oh. What are you saying?
I was just subtitling you, so you can keep talking.
All right. They've invented a double-walled can koozie to keep your 12-ounce cans cold.
Mm-hmm. Double-walled.
And that might not make sense to many people unless you live in the valley where 105.
Do they have that stuff at REI?
Commonly found at your sporting goods store.
Ah,
I think
yes.
I've seen those.
I've seen them at Fresno Ag.
Fresno Ag. Ooh. It is at REI. I'd imagine Herb Bauer, if anybody still shops there. And the Sports Authority, maybe?
No longer there.
There's the Sportsman.
The one on Target side closed?
The Sportsman.
Yeah, they're done.
Oh.
The Sportsman. Sportsman's Club.
Bells is talking about going in there and looking at knives.
Nice. Knives.
Knives.
It's not a knife.
Well, we need that.
Fresno life hack. Yeah, get a double-walled insulated mug to keep your beer cold all day.
They need to donate that to the show, so we'll talk about it all the time. Nice. Like the physics.
Physics.
In the sonic former.
How you guys feeling about this?
I like this physics so far, man.
I like the fact that it holds a growler. It's working.
That was key. They got it. It can hold all your things.
Everything but that makes you have. Sand, well,
even a 12-ounce can, it would handle.
So you're leaving. Well, I guess if you left the beer in there long enough, you'd worry about the carbonation leaving it. That'd be the only downside, right?
Yeah. I would think, yeah, if you left your growler there all day, you know, half the day, it's, yeah. But then, but it compensates for that, though, with the draft.
And you think whatever that noise is in there, it's re-bringing.
Yep. It runs off batteries.
Bringing back the carbonation.
So you don't have to, you can take it anywhere if you want. If you're just in love with your physics, you can just bring it all over the freaking place. fairly easy to do.
There is no carry handle.
All right. Well, we have an email voicemail that we missed last week. This is from Cody up in Oregon.
Hello, Perfect Pour Podcast. This is Cody from Portland Metro. As I'm making my yogurt this evening, I figured I would call in to share a little short. So there's a racetrack up here called Portland International Raceway, and I go there pretty often. I help a guy with his car, so I'm in the pits pretty often, and I see all the drivers, see their equipment, know what they're running, familiarize myself with them. But there's this guy who drives a Dodge Viper, and his name is Scott, but he goes by Scotty B. And every time that I see his name on the car, his advertisement, anyone mention his name, hear him over the loudspeaker or see him, all I get is this sound clip in my head of you guys yelling very enthusiastically, Scotty B. And
Scotty B.
I always think that he's going to pop up from around the corner or wherever and just say, I'm driving. even though I have no reason to think that he has a namesake and a very recognizable one at that. But yeah, I thought I would just share that with you guys because I find it interesting and it happens very often and I always forget to mention it when I call in, but I am still thinking of you guys outside of just the podcast and beer. So you guys have a very good evening. Adios.
Adios. Thanks, wow. Cody.
Hey, guys. I'm not drinking, but I'm winning this race.
Yes, I'm driving a race car. A
little upgrade for Scotty B.
Oh, he could race car. Already. We don't know.
We don't know. That's what happened to the Ford wagon.
What he's doing.
He blew it up at the last race.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm still liking this Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good sipper.
Mm. Mosaic Pills.
That's good.
That's good. Tacos.
Should we open up a new one? Or I'm just like so enthralled with this beer right now.
We don't know how much beer we have left.
You don't? See? We're still okay.
We have 12 hours to get around to it.
That's true.
Yeah. Producer Becky and Bells gave us some critiques on the last Dorktown.
Oh, I haven't listened yet.
Dorktown, what was it? 209.
Oh.
Dorktown 209. They're embedded in there are some of their opinions of what we're doing wrong.
That means they've actually listened?
Bells listens.
Bells listens, okay.
Hi, yeah. Bells.
Becky's Bells. Just making assumptions.
Yeah.
She's probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She made assumptions that she, as if she did, was listening, because they both were like, oh, it's too long. Too long. And I'm like, yeah, past few times we've gone like 2.5 hours. Oh, that's too long. Too long. And Bells is like, I'm trying to listen to you, but I walk around the whole fucking neighborhood. Guys are still on.
I run out of neighborhood.
Yeah. So, yeah, listen for that. I actually have some bonus audio I got from Bells. talking about the show that I wanted to edit together and put on the show, but I didn't get to this week. So
nice.
Expect that next week, probably. But that's their criticism, was that it's too long.
Said no one ever.
What was that? Guess what that? Guess what that was?
Ooh, that was a heavy
16-ounce can.
Not enough for a crowler, though. Yeah, 16.
Oh man, how did you get that?
I love gold.
Certified can opening specialist.
This is actually a pretty big one because we have not had this brewer on the show, and they're pretty big back east. They're kind of a big deal. This is donated.
I'm huge in the East Coast.
This is donated to us by Daly, I believe. Daly, George
Daly. Daly's back.
Treehouse Brewing. This is Alter Ego from Treehouse.
Whoa.
IPA.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
I don't know. I just work here.
Alter Ego? I barely knew her. Oh, it doesn't work like that.
This is our first Treehouse.
God damn. That's murky as all hell.
It's got that New England.
New England
clam unfiltered.
Well, it has a good nose to it, I can tell you that.
Oh, is it apricotty? It's got that fruited look.
I need a cracker. Cracker, stat!
Palate, cleanse.
Cleanse, palate.
You usually have your stack of crackers over there. Oh, so you put them away for me. Thanks. Thanks. Sorry, thanks. I'll take them back.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, we kind of killed those today. Not much palate cleansers left. Munson.
I'm just hanging out. Having beer, bro.
Munson. Meh.
Thanks for joining us.
We doing ABV wagers? Has everybody already looked
at it? I saw it already. Okay. I ruined it.
7.2?
Oh, nice guess. 6.8, bro.
Solid.
All right.
This is a really weird, like, not weird, but there's something in the aroma that I've never smelled, never.
I smell a smelly smell of something that smells smelly.
That was like a Scotty B poem.
That was Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
Mr. Krabs.
Best fry cook in history.
I think that might be Scotty B's spirit animal.
Is it cheapskate lobster?
Oh, or maybe not.
A crab. Might be a crab. I don't know.
Mr. Krabs the lobster?
Yep.
There's irony right there.
His daughter's a whale, so I mean, come on. Will you
call me tonight? Sorry.
Whoa.
Oh, hey guys, it's voicemail time.
A voice whale.
The time where we listen to voicemails.
This can's rather shiny on the non-labeled side.
Yeah, Treehouse polishes all their cans.
Hand rubbed, I could tell.
I'll rub your
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect bore. If you liked, yeah, remember the rules. You only get 3 minutes max, or sometimes they'll just drop you randomly.
Please and wait 30 minutes after getting drunk.
Only get 2 calls a week. And, you know, even though this is a Friday show, this is Friday, you usually want to get them in by Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Just cause, so we can, you know, compile them for Friday.
Filter the telemarketers and solar contractors out.
Yeah. So here we go. Let's get into some voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Jazz up here in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, hey. Wow, more new Portland.
Actually got put on by you guys by my cousin, Ann Z, down in Montana. Anyways, happy National IPA Day, man. Hopefully you guys are enjoying a good IPA today.
We did.
I got me a three-way IPA here by Fort George and Friends.
Fort George.
Fucking delicious. Anyways, calling you guys because of episode 159 with Tony and Tyler.
Passionate. Infamous.
That conversation about the IL beer. Man, I gotta tell you, that episode hit me pretty hard because I had just heard about how Valley getting acquired by Miller Coors, and I was still very disappointed about the news.
That's the first one damn about good episode, Valley. Man.
Anyways, I gotta tell you, what I'm seeing up here is that indie beer is getting even harder and harder to find. I mean, if you're you go to your local grocery store, man, the craft beer section is full of all this buyout beer now.
Wow.
Basically forcing me to go, you know, to a bottle shop or a growler shop to, you know, tap room to get a growler fill, something nice. But I see a trend, man. I mean, it's just, you know, I think the plan is to take over as much of the taps and yep, shelving the space real estate as possible to just squeeze out these indie beer, you know, producers just to get them out so that they don't have a sustainable business, you know. Yep. And eventually big corporations like AB is just going to decide, you know, they're going to decide what you're going to drink. They're going to do it for you, you know, and it's just it's not good. So anyways, and again, man, I'm becoming a fan of you guys. You guys got some interesting stuff going on, and keep up the good work.
Nice. All right. We believe right. He's a listener now.
Yep. You got to always throw in something. Now I know he listens.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man. New that, call, and I think he's making a good point that I've been thinking about is just I don't see more of it, even though we were talking about where Fresno has been way behind as far as getting venues and stuff going. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing more of that. But as far as shelf space and you know, bottle shops and all that, it's not getting any bigger to me lately. That's pretty much seems like that's plateaued. There was you know, a couple years ago, there was that feeling of, we're going to take over the world. Yeah. You know, half the beer section is going to be craft beer and blah, blah, blah. And they'll be just, you know, Budweiser will be just as small as the craft beer section. But that doesn't, they seem to, with this, I don't know if it was the bio beer or what, but they seem to have stopped that trend. And now that, you know, the craft beer isn't bleeding over, it isn't taking up more doors anymore, is from what I've noticed.
In supermarkets?
Yeah, or, supermarkets or anything, really.
Well, maybe you know how this works. I don't know, but I think what happened in the bigger places is beer got old and stopped selling.
Yeah.
So what happens when that, you know, do they stop ordering? Like, what happens in that situation?
I mean, you definitely, the place, that's tough because the places that aren't, like the little, like the kind of maybe a little bit trashy shops that
mm-hmm.
really maybe aren't in the
who
best
bought into it just because they heard of the buzz
to do the craft beer stuff did all that, and then you have all these IPAs that are 6 months, 5 months old, and they're now, and there's maybe some of that mm-hmm. kind of cause problems. I don't know.
Because we don't have. We've grown in beer, but we have not grown to the level like, well, from what we hear in most places in Oregon, I'm sure it's not all of Oregon, but the growler, like he said, the growler stations and the, mm-hmm. the dedicated bottle shops, we haven't grown to that level yet. So we're still relying heavily on our bigger chains, our bigger supermarkets. And, you know, the few bottle shops that have made it through that first wave are kicking ass still.
Yeah.
We've had a few casualties.
Yeah. Well, but it happens. Even
look at Spokesy. They've sustained the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like they survived that bubble.
Right. And they've survived
and
gold scenes and
yeah.
survived. They're still there.
They're still there. I'm not saying they were the first, but they're probably really one of the ones that were more into it than anybody else at that time.
Yeah.
The 2012 era.
It's something to keep an eye on as far as craft beer shelf space
mm-hmm.
because of this whole buyout stuff. Have we stopped? We stopped bleeding over and stopped taking shelf space. Are we just at our spot?
Perfect
now?
Core. Hey, Florida
Steve.
Hey guys. Enjoyed your last two shows.
You stayed awake the whole time?
Before last, where you had
Paul got toothpicks Tony in his Bag.
Tyler and Tony Bag.
That was pretty intense. I'm not really used to that. That's something that I would hear on maybe another podcast where the beer geekiness is like over the top. and it was a little different to have some of that beer geekiness on your show. Not really used to it. I guess it's pretty good for every once in a while to get that in depth.
I liked it,
but not really all the time. And it got kind of repetitive towards after like an hour of it. I was kind of like waiting. Okay, when are they going to start voicemails? Anyway, IPA day. It was just a little while ago. I went to my local Brass Tap with my wife. They had trivia night going on. I had about four different beers. Really, the only one of note that I really want you guys to know of is finally had my first Terrapin beer. Now, I'm pretty sure they got the keg before they got bought out. So
pre-bow keg. Pre-bow keg. Sorry.
This thing was awesome. It was their Perfect Bliss. It's a chocolate peanut butter porter. Oh my god, this thing was delicious. You got to smell like a Reese's peanut butter cup, and the chocolate and peanut butter notes just played on your tongue. It was ridiculous. So good. I am now. I'm a little upset that Terrapin is now bought out.
Right at the end, he's like, "No, wait."
Anyway, guys, good show. Especially the last one. As I get back to the same old, you guys are great, and I will talk to you guys soon. All right, guys. Cheers and keep up the good work, guys.
Every yes. time,
keep up the good work, guys.
It'd be sad when he doesn't end his voicemails that way.
I don't have my double phones right now, so I can't do the...
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
What are you, the perfect pour? Are you being here?
Oh, my God. Check it out, eh?
What have... Caught drinking, Holmes. IPA day, Holmes. It was Thursday.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd go out and celebrate, like, big time, Holmes. So I went to my local grocery store. I picked up a couple IPAs. I picked up two Stone IPAs. Drink by 4916 Essay, unfiltered, Holmes.
Oh, that's illegal.
That beer is amazing, Holmes. Fucking smooth A, creamy A, hoppy A. God damn, hey. That shit was like a 9.6, Holmes. I didn't taste the heat at all, Essay. Mm-hmm. Drink those shit so fast, Holmes. I didn't even get drunk, Holmes. Check it out, hey.
Damn it.
Coffee made.
Made in the shade.
Called Made It in the Shade, Holmes. Yeah. That shit was like a summer IPA or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. That shit was not.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn it. It did that to. Chute called Dorktown and it fucking cut him off. God damn. So I don't know if he was going to say. It was funny. Bells finished it up as he tried to do what Chew would say in Chew's voice. And nice. He did it for a little bit, but he couldn't keep up. Only Chew can do it.
Only Chew.
Only Chew.
Hey, guys!
Scotty B.
My Viper's too loud.
Win that race, Scotty.
And I'm going to make it, but I want to make it. And it's going to be a peanut butter brown porter.
All right.
And you know what I'm going to name it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The Love Nut. Doesn't that sound like a great name?
No.
The Love Nut.
No, Scotty, no.
Can't you just imagine my Love Nut going down your throat? That's like fun. I think that's fun.
That's fun.
Well, anyway, I'm not done listening to the latest Perfect Pour. There's still about 30
something. Get some caffeine.
But I'm going to tell you this.
Get some caffeinated porters.
The beer I dropped out for you. It would be pretty butthurt. I might cry.
Oh.
I might piss and shit myself. You never know.
Is that that? Is that that?
It's not the kind of podcast we run here, you know.
But all the same, even if you don't try it on the show,
uh-oh,
it doesn't matter. I still love you guys. And one more thing. Keep up the great work. And I'm driving.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm driving always this race car.
I'm going to win the race. I'm racing in Oregon. Is that that unlabeled one we have? Scotty B is talking about the beer.
He's
going to get offended if we don't drink it. There's an unlabeled one we have.
Yeah, it's his.
Okay.
I thought we drank all that.
Right. No, we still got it.
We're going to have to drink it now.
Hey, fucking guys. I heard my fucking voicemail on your fucking podcast there on Friday today.
Fucking
sitting here drinking an unfiltered enjoy by, and the motherfucker is good. But I do have to say,
two enjoy bys.
Concept unfiltered. IPA.
Oh, Hunt Concept is so good.
Motherfucking out of control. Super dank as fuck.
Ah, yes.
And you guys need to do a straight fucking IPA show.
No.
I agree.
All right.
Because that motherfucker shit's good.
I agree.
And
Colin's sick anyway, that day.
Go fuck yourself, guys.
Go fuck yourself, guys.
Uh-oh.
That's a compliment, that's right?
Trend. I don't know.
I think Mikey justified that one last week.
This is like the scene in National Lampoon's, or no, it wasn't there. It was Mr. Bean. It's like, that's how they say hello in Texas. It's flipping people off.
Uh-oh. Keep talking. We'll pretend Mike's been here the whole time. We don't know what to do without you, Mike.
She called me up, left me a voicemail. But she
We did forget to mention Riley's is opening a new place too.
Yeah, Riley's.
They're taking over the old, I guess it was the Clovis Hofbräu.
It was the Clovis Hofbräu.
I think Hofbräu was in quotations. I never heard that it was a Hofbräu.
No, it was the real deal. They had the serving line where they cut you a roast beef or ham right there.
And they're like, do you want your roll submerged or submerged in au jus?
Right, right. You want us to dip it or drown it?
You want me to dip it?
Oh, right, drown it, sorry.
This is that beer that Scotty B was saying, you guys better have that. This is a Scotty B.
It's a trick.
Scotty B. Brewing.
See, I thought the last one he brought us was his, not the Mighty Quinn, but the
Mighty Quinn was the last one we've had, I think.
Isn't that the hoppy Mexican, like 12% thing?
Border Hopper?
No, that's what's Oscar's this one, brewery.
This one's a Border Hopper, isn't it? Scotty B, where are you?
Maybe, well, he gave us
we need you.
A 10 to 12% Mexican lager that was righteously hopped. And if we didn't drink it last week, that's what this is.
That's what this is. The Border Hopper.
Righteous, bro.
It's a Mexican lager.
Ooh.
When you close your eyes.
He tried to say something like they were drinking and they didn't take a starting gravity, and then they figured out that it ended up being like 10% when it was supposed to be not 10%.
You're hitting the whiskey that day.
You know, but when you brew, things like that
watch
happen.
Watch out for garage door brewing.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
When they hit the mainstream.
Nobody did anything wrong.
Maybe 10%.
Yep.
Plus or minus 7%.
This is interesting. This is the best Mexican beer I've ever had.
Does it make you want tacos?
Everything makes me want tacos, bro.
Taco poppers.
Hey, guys. It's Libertine Tyler again.
Hey!
The episode. Keep up the good work. Sounds great. Just wanted to say, Mikey, of course, we can be best friends. I thought we already were. What's the point of even hearing that you have to say that?
Damn it.
And whoever the guy writes the music,
stupid Mikey.
Send Eric P. at libertinebrewing.com. That's Eric P. Like letter P, penis, like P for penis. Eric P. at libertinebrewing.com. An email if you want to play at the pub. Gotcha. I got you covered.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, that was it. Oh, and just so everybody knows, just so we're fair here, I've known Bags a long time. He's an annoying brat, and he deserves all the abuse you can possibly give because he gives a lot of abuse out. So anybody that feels sorry for Bags needs just to know that. All right. Keep up the good work, guys.
Nicely done, Tyler. Hear that? Now, Bell's got, as a fellow Armenian for Tony Bags, his real name is Tony Bag Dazarian. Bell's not even knowing him.
It was like,
hey! Who was like all mad about Tyler jumping on Tony Bags. He was like, hey, this is Armenian, man. He can't do that. And he's all Tony Bags is just out there trying to make money. And this guy's all jumping on him. Blah, 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 blah.
Make the money.
Yeah, and it's like, Tony Bennett's just doing what he does, doing what Armenians do. We make money. And Bells is all passionate about defending Tony Bags.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I love him like brother.
He is my brother. I've never met.
Yeah, we're family now.
We go way back.
We enjoy hummus together.
But see that Paul Fairfax as a gig.
We have same mechanic. He's okay.
Paul Fairfax.
He shifted forward. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I see. You know.
Shifted the forward. Shifted the reverse.
Can't get my car forward. Oh, you need the forward. Okay, oh, I know we a fix
guy.
It.
I got
you
guy.
Started that, Bells. Just so you know, Bells. It's all you.
Oh, terrible commercials.
But
go
so
on
brilliant.
YouTube. Shift it forward. You look up that video.
It's an LA,
and you're welcome.
LA commercial. Real
you commercial. Will.
You'll never regret back. Life.
Yes. But Paul and Fairfax, all he has to gig, do is email,
P
email Tyler.
At libertinebrew.com.
Eric B.
We don't remember the rest.
Listen back.
If you go up to the website and it's there. You just, look contacts.
Okay.
Tyler's name is there.
So
go to the Embarcadero in Morro Bay and just start yelling, website. Eric!
Yeah.
Eric P.
With your guitar.
Yeah.
Just start playing outside in front. Uh-huh. And they'll be like, get inside already.
Eric,
I have a goal now.
It's okay.
So September 25th is my birthday. And I plan on spending that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in San Luis Obispo. So I wonder if Paul can get a gig by then. And he could play my birthday gig at Libertine.
You hear that, Paul?
In Morro.
It's been set.
Date set, Matt.
The group has been the Perfect Poor listeners. The Golden Gods have been trying to, you know, get this meetup, a meetup happening. There's a meetup right there. You have
I'll be there regardless.
Paul
I don't care if anybody
Fairfax
shows up.
Fairfax is playing. Bearded Brewer's birthday. Libertine beer. Sounds like a meetup to me.
Anybody from the cast of Silicon Valley is invited.
Silicon Valley cast.
Especially the tall, weird guy. Who you think saw?
Ehrlich?
Didn't you see him in Morro Bay?
Oh no, that was God. What's his fucking name?
He's the best though.
He's been in all the movies that we care about. Not T.J. Miller. That's the other guy.
We're still in voicemails. You can figure it out.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Hey, downtrodden. I was thinking maybe you guys are tired of the silly ways I talk. You know, with the show suggestions. And the fermenting under pressure and all those other ridiculous ways that I pronounce things and talk. So I thought I'd give it a shot just, you know, talking regular, you know, like
no.
Everybody else talks.
This is weird.
So I'm going to tell you how or what I've been drinking lately. Actually, I'm drinking Laconic Distortion number 2.
Martin Starr,
by the
way.
I find
that's interesting.
It must
Martin
have gone
Starr.
Martin Starr.
Old fast because the hops have completely dropped out.
Oh.
It's very... Well, I don't know, very malty, but not a lot of hop presence in this beer. The ironic thing about that is I got a Laconic Distortion number 1 from the store after number 2 came out.
Well, that usually happens.
Number 1 is probably pretty old, yet it has much more hop character than this number 2 that I am currently drinking
right now.
Hey, why
does the toilet smell like hops? Well, number 1 has more hop character.
That's about all I have going on. I just wanted to try out my new voicemail. Voice. So, what do you think? Should I keep leaving voicemails talking
side
like this?
Gotta be.
That's weird.
Does it sound interesting?
No.
Does it keep you on the edge of your seat?
No.
Do you want to hear more
a
like this?
A little bit.
No.
Let me know. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Keep up the good work, guys. No,
see?
I can't do it. Keep up the great work, guys. And I'm drinking.
You sound like he was dying right there. Keep up the good work. I'm
let me talk
work,
like robot real quick.
I'm Scotty B.
Trying
to hold it down as a sober person.
You humans and your sobriety.
What is a perfect pour? Guess who it is? What is it? Chew your beer.
Yeah, chew your beer. I discuss it.
Quick little things that said cut drinking, Holmes.
Yeah.
Two beers that said two delicious.
That's it. Only had two beers this week.
The first one, I forgot the fucking name. It's called, it's called Shut Your Farmhouse. That's by Kinetic
Kinetic. Yeah, so like when you make energy, Holmes, like
right.
a fucking crazy word, like Kinetic Brewery over in Lancaster. I went up that way. It's a raspberry tart saison, Holmes. That shit was fucking good, eh?
No.
And it was fucking pink. I said, it's like a drink of the foot, fucking a little fruity drink, Holmes. It looked pretty sweet, man. Another beer, Border Hopper. Yeah, Holmes. Maybe I already mentioned this, but I don't know. That shit was fucking delicious,
eh? It is delicious.
It was fucking smooth. It was sweet as...
That's chews, man.
The voicemails are against chews.
He's
caught the Kelly. Yeah, Kelly transferred her stuff over
to him. Did she cold transfer it?
She cold transferred her phone dropping over to Chew Your Beer. But yeah, this Border Hopper, another hit from Scotty B. The Mighty Quinn, all these brewers that we have that listen to the show making these beers.
Wow.
They're all hits.
It's a hit.
The Mighty Quinn, the Chocotazo, the Border Hopper.
All Mosaic.
They're not B-sides. Yeah. They're hits. They're A-sides.
See, yeah, that almost, that Mosaic that was had no Mosaic. No, wait.
It's all no, Mosaic. It was no
the,
Mosaic?
The IPA that didn't have any hops.
The no hop.
The no hop IPA.
Don't hop me, bro.
Yeah, don't hop me, bro. Don't hop me, bro.
Yeah.
That was a good beer.
The hibiscus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two renditions of hibiscus. Both of them.
I don't like the Scotty B. likes a hibiscus.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
I like them, and it's amazing how beautiful red hibiscus beers turn out.
Don't forget about Porch Brewing's.
Yes. Back
Porch Brewing.
The Condominium Brothers.
Condo Brewing.
Townhouse Brewing.
Townhouse Brewing.
Uh-huh.
They make some great stuff.
Yeah, they're all right.
They like the
Saisons. That White Nectar goes. Oh, man.
That was good.
Oh, that was. Oh, my God. Got some good home brewers listening to the show for some reason.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hey,
Paul.
Paul, hey, back.
The,
feel like we're home.
Buyout Beer Can of Worms seems to have been opened back up. I have a little story to share. With a positive spin. Matt may have noticed this when he was up over there by fieldwork, but I noticed right on Gilman, right next to 924 Gilman, there is soon to be opened Gilman Street Brewing or something like that, which is right down the street from fieldwork.
Yes.
But back in the day, way back when, it was just 924 Gilman and a bunch of warehouses and, you know, passed out junkies and stuff. Pyramid Brewing, we probably all remember Pyramid. I don't even know if Pyramid exists anymore, but Pyramid kind of shares the same scenario as Red Hook.
I've eaten there.
Where they were kind of a small Washington brewery, and they started growing and growing. I think they did one of those Craft Beer Alliance type of bullshit buyout things. And somewhere in the late 90s, they opened right across the street from 924 Gilman.
Mm-hmm.
They opened this behemoth spot.
Yep.
I mean, it was just obscenely large. I went in there a couple times. It was like a big brew pub with gigantic beer tanks and just way too open and empty. And anyway, they were there. I don't know, about a year ago, I noticed that they were just gone, closed down. And so now there's Fieldwork kicking ass, and then now there's Gilman Street Brewing presumably coming to kick ass. So it's like the independents are rising up out of the ashes, and the corporate bullshit beer is crashing down. Take that. So, who knows? Maybe some of those big guys that are getting bought out right now are gonna
come crashing down. The same fate.
Take that. All right. See you guys later.
Take that.
Right. It's Paul.
Somehow take that, just mean like
take that.
Yeah, that's all you got to say.
Yep.
I can't. I think it was probably about 6 years ago now, but we went up to. We have a stepsister in the Bay Area. They've had some different housing and whatnot, but it was like one of those instances where we went up there and we were going to have food, and they're just like, "Oh, well, we should take you into Berkeley, and we should go to Pyramid Brewing," and we went there, and same thing. You walk in, they have a little corral. They had the fucking tall stainless steel tanks. We had pizza and beer, and it was the craft thing to do. And back then, it seemed like a cool thing. It was awesome. You know, it was more fun than a yard house or whatever. And It's and like mm-hmm. their parking lot, they had the movie screen on the wall, and they did the movies on the weekends and stuff like that. And it's weird to think that that's closed, and hopefully they didn't strip the building. That'd be a good brewery to go in there. But, you know, whatever.
Assuming those tanks were real and not
well
props.
Yeah, I know Pyramid has, what, like you said, 3 or 4 different locations. They're based out of Northwest and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But.
Very Gordon Biersch. Or BJ's Brewhouse.
BJ's, yeah.
Yeah. Some piranha pale.
Perfect for podcast.
Last voicemail of the week.
Ben and Jim here. Hey, I got a question.
No.
All right.
So I got a keg of beer from one of my local favorite brewers, Valiant Brewing, out in Orange, California. It's a blood orange wheat called Zester. And it reminded me, after I had 4 or 5 pints of it, do you guys have this experience too? Do wheat beers just give you the god-awful gas the next day? Or even later that night? And I guess this would go to the beer to brew. How about some of the science on why my tummy doesn't like the wheat beer? I love it. I love the way it tastes, but good Lord, those days.
Go ahead, beer brewer. Research that. Wheat beer and gas.
I'll talk to you guys later before any podcast. And keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Fontana, Jim.
I wish I could understand. There are nights where I'm about to start drinking, and I will start off with a wheat beer, and it makes me feel full as shit. I'm just like, I'm burping, farting. I'm too full, but I go for the second beer, and I go for something hoppy, something red, and I make it through it. I power through the rest of the evening just fine, but it's happened before. You pick up a wheat beer, and something about it just is filling. Wheat beer is probably the least style that I drink or see sought after, but
yeah,
I will.
I don't drink it enough to really have an opinion on that. I don't think that
wheat beer?
Sometimes it'll give you bubbly gut. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, yeah.
Yay. Thanks for all the voicemails, guys. Thanks for all the call content. Call me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. Oh, 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line. All right. Well, we did a little switch up between segments here. So now we are.
We did? Where are we?
We're at Looking Out For. We'll do some Bincots a little later here. Some beers to look out for, some advising you look out for. Anyone want to take a run at it?
Looking out for?
Yeah.
Band on the Run?
Band on the Run. Mikey, I got one for you.
Uh-oh.
Double Mountain.
Yes.
Molten Lava Imperial IPA.
Molten Lava what?
Molten Lava Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, you've had this?
Oh, I've had it.
Well, they bottle it, and it somehow has gotten on the bus, that same bus that takes Russian River right down to Southern California and passes us. It's on that same bus because it's at the Boulevard Wine and Spirits. I don't know if you guys follow that on Instagram or not. But it's a dry hopped, whole hop flowers.
You're hopped.
Dry hopped with whole hop flowers. I have no idea what the hell it is, but it sounds delicious.
Whole cone?
No, it says whole hop flowers. Which provide added aroma and flavor without harsh bitterness. 9.4%.
You're not harsh bitterness.
I try not to be.
You're bitter.
But sometimes you just cannot help it but be an asshole.
Because he's an asshole.
Eloyo. And I'm going to cheat and slide in a reco in my looking out for.
What?
Yeah, it's cool.
This double brown from Tioga Sequoia.
Mm.
Somehow I missed that one before. Had that last Thursday on my Art Hop adventures.
It sneaks in there. Oh, it shit. You were nice. There for Art Hop. I forgot about that.
'Twas nice. 'Twas a good drinking beer.
Yeah, it's standard 8% brown ale, no flavors, no adjuncts, nothing.
Mm. Wow.
Solid. Just hiding in the back of the corner on the list.
Yep.
Barely notice it. And I want to say cheers to Kim. Is that the beer tender?
Oh, now we're doing pre-cheers. She is one of them. Come on. Oh,
okay.
She had the blondish hair.
No, who's got the colorful hair?
There's Nicole has purplish hair.
Mm-hmm.
Julia has short pink hair.
Mm.
Remember
Kim
that
has blondish hair.
Okay.
And
then I have no idea who it was.
Remember that next time you visit Fresno, go to the Tioga Square Beer Garden. You know.
Then
the
Kira has the short brunette.
I know Kira. That's the only one I do know. Because she was an ex-Peeves employee.
Yes.
I think we need some.
Oh, hey, beer? Yeah, let's have a beer.
Some Border Hopper.
Oh, yeah, the Border Hopper's nice, dude.
Nice.
I love gold!
This one was donated by, I believe, Paul and Fairfax donated this Hyper Predator Farmhouse Ale with cold pressed coffee.
Mm.
Ooh, yeah.
Thought this might break up the IPA string here.
Thank goodness.
What? It's supposed to be an all IPA show. We had a voicemail.
Whoops.
Oh, it's a blonde stout.
We already had a goose and a blonde, so. Yes. Yeah, it's one of them. It's very.
I know it says farmhouse, but it's blonde in color.
Looks IPA in color.
Ooh, it has a funky and a coffee smell to it.
I like how they list the secret ingredients. It's like, wait a minute.
Nope.
Not a secret anymore.
I'm not digging this.
Does it say where these guys are out of?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chi-Town. The Bears.
The Bears Chicago Bear.
To me, this beer tastes like the coffee grounds you pulled out of the coffee maker the next day. I'm just saying it.
Off color
bad way
brew.
Or a good way?
In a I don't prefer it way.
Off color brew?
Off color.
I believe Beer with Friends have given us some.
George Daly almost sent us one of these. We talked about off color in
there was a New York beer brew exchange. I wanted to look out for, and I forgot what it was.
Nice.
I'll remember it eventually. Some beers you're looking out for, Bearded Brewer?
No.
Or Nick, was there one more? Was there still more?
Oh, maybe, if we get time.
Yeah, go on.
It's another friggin' IPA, believe it or not.
Yes.
Noble's Tongue Always. Tickles Double IPA.
Oh, I see that all the time. We haven't had that?
I don't think we've had that.
Yes, no.
And they just did a label refresh. We've had
the Big Wig.
We've had Big Wig. We've had a Showers. We've had the California.
Oh, yeah. I always see that tongue tickle, though. Never had it.
Had it.
No, you're looking out for it. Haven't had it.
No. Oh, sorry. Bad habit. Sorry. Looking out for it.
Looking out for it. So Beer Brewer's not looking for anything.
No, not necessarily looking for anything, but I did notice Uinta. It looks like they had a label refresh because we had Hop Notch and Hop Nosh, but now there's another label rendition of Hop Nosh. So I kind of want to pick one of those up.
Just so I know, that's a fresh one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too.
That's the best thing about label refreshes. Now you know. Like, what's an old one? What's a new one?
I don't know if there's really anything else that I'm really looking for. I think Randy from Delta, he was hinting that there might be another northern-ish brewery that might be hitting town shortly, but I can confirm it's not Bike Dog.
Oh.
I wish it was Bike Dog. I was like, please tell me it's Bike Dog. And he's all, we tried. They said, don't make enough beer yet for that.
Oh, Bike Dog, not enough beer for Fresno.
But there should be some more Northern Cali beer hitting town, is the rumor. So,
who in Northern California the bottles that isn't in Fresno?
I don't know. Even if I did know, I can't remember the name that he said.
Was it familiar name?
I don't know.
I don't know.
NorCal, though.
But it's NorCal. Like, very west NorCal?
Sierra Nevada.
Is there a bay around it?
Sierra Nevada. Yeah. All the Sierra Nevada bears coming down.
It was, I mean, obviously Northern California to everybody is Sacramento.
Oh.
Not Bay Area.
Oh, Sacramento, bro. We already have track 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be Bike Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's not Restalla.
Not Restalla. Can't be 50. Was it 50-50?
No.
That's Truckee.
Truckee, yeah.
That would be awesome, though.
What's that other one? Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the bottom of this. Before this is all over.
Might have to have him on the show when something comes out. Oh. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
Get Chris back on here. God damn it.
Damn it.
Chris Dunn.
Well, I think the lookout for Tyga Sequoia's Cucumbier is back. So nice. Look out for that.
Super limited production. I believe.
Get in there quick.
Unless we could rub the lamp, it might only be the one batch. So
not going to bottle this year?
It is bottled.
Oh.
But last year we did 4 batches. So going from 4 to 1, just because we're trying to keep other things in stock. It's difficult this year. Mm. But it'll be around for just a minute.
Bell's pointed this one out to me. I had noticed it. Stone Brewing Citricado. It is a citra hopped IPA with avocado flower honey.
Oh, get the
double
fuck
IPA.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Piece
with
of
avocado
shit.
Flower.
Thanks, Mitch Steele. Look what happened once you left.
22 ounce bottles, 9%.
That sounds hideous.
Gotta try it at least. Come on, bro. Cellar Maker makes a beer called Owls in Chains Pale.
Yes.
But it's ALS. I don't know if it's like to support ALS research or if it's just a straight up Owls in Chains. But it's Owls in Chains.
All right.
Pale. So I must have that, Cellar Maker.
I'm coming for you, Cellar Maker.
And I, as announced last week, I will be at Festival of Dagnus, Modern Times Beer Festival in San Diego, of Dagnus.
Fuck yeah.
If you're listening to this on Saturday, I'm there. I'm right behind you in line.
Dink, 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 dink.
Hey, turn around.
I am Mikey from The Perfect Pour.
I am Mikey from The Perfect Pour. You will fill the glass all the way to the top. Please.
I wish I could say go to San Diego and talk to this guy, but I don't know if I know any guys in San Diego right now.
Yeah, Mike Sardino left.
Yeah, Mike's
gone.
We
miss you, Mike.
Mike, we love you. I'm hoping Mike will be. No, I don't think he does.
He found a new podcast.
He hasn't cut us off on our Patreon. So
I think he forgot. About it.
He forgot. He's like, oh shit, I'm still donating those idiots.
Why am I $5 short every month?
$10.
If you'd like to be $5 short every month,
the Patreon.
Donate to the
by the way, if you like what we do and if you feel like, yeah, I'd buy those guys a beer, you can go to patreon.com/perfectpour or look in the show notes. There'll be a link or perfectpourpod.com. There'll be a link. You can see how you can donate to the show and you can get a little bit of extra audio in return. So there is a lot of things I'm looking out for at the festival. Ooh. This is a festival made for me because it is an all hoppy festival.
Oh, something dink.
Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Now I'm a little worried about what am I going to do for palate cleansing wise. I've never been to Festival of Dankness. I don't know what they got there. They at least have some water stations or something. So
you better take some side Bud Lights.
There is, a Arizona brewer that I've been wanting to have for a long time, called Arizona Wilderness. They're one of the beer geeky brewers in Arizona, and they're in the Phoenix area, a Phoenix suburb.
Like, how geeky? Is this like a Sarah?
Not quite a Sarah.
Okay.
Not that serious, but, you know, in that ball, like, I don't want to compare it to Alpine because they're not that either, but I...
Out of the way,
not
only
Kern
do
River, like you know, not up to those levels, but in that kind of ballpark.
All right, all right.
they're going to be pouring it because some of us, they actually have some of the beers that are going to be pouring. Usually you don't really see necessarily what they're going to be pouring, but some of these beers got released that they're actually going to be there.
Okay.
They're having an IIPA being poured. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to try it.
A 3PA?
Yeah. Abnormal.
C3PA.
Abnormal Brewing is there.
Oh, course, yeah.
Our former guest of the Perfect Pour. Derek. They have a beer out called Boss Pour.
You yeah. must have Boss Pour.
IPA.
Yes.
I don't know. Like they have
you that, can handle the boss
this pour. Boss Pour, and then they have that I Love Gold
damn
beer.
It.
So like, and do you think Derek's
ripping us off?
Do you think Derek's like
oh yeah,
like very quietly paying tribute to us, or being influenced by us, or just complete coincidence? So I don't know, but I gotta try this Boss Pour. And I believe I saw Kelly check it in on Untappd. So Kelly's had this Boss Pour.
Had it.
She enjoyed it. Beechwood's gonna be there. They're gonna have an amalgamated. They're gonna have two Beechwood beers there. So
Not enough. Need more.
Bottle Logic has one called Haze Shift. They're gonna be pouring. I want to try that one. Cellamaker has one called New Beer Smell. A pail called New Beer nice. Smell. I have to try that. Nice. Creature Comforts is going to be there from Georgia. So I'm going to make sure to go over to Creature Comforts. Fieldwork has four. It's going to have four beers there. A few of them I've had already, so I'm not that hard at, but still. Society.
That'll be your water station, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that'll be a water station. Society has a couple. Apothecary is one of them I'm looking out for. Other Half Brewing from back east.
Yes,
one,
New York.
There's one called Crush It. It's called Crush It.
Crushable.
Crush It. So I gotta crush it. So there's going to be a ton. So I can't wait. Any of our San Diego listeners, that's going to be at, I know Tony Bag said he's going to be there. I think I don't think the SD Beer Talk or 3B Zine guys are going to be there. It sounded like from the last episode of SD Beer Talk had 3B Zine on the show. It was a blend, podcast blend. And it didn't sound like any of them were going to be there, but there might be meetup possibilities after. So I don't know. Might see some of that happening. So check at Perfect Board Pod on our social media stuff, or my Untappd at Darktown, or my Snapchat TrenchRun22. I'm sure there's going to be stuff from San Diego on there. And one more thing, Sudwerk, our favorite Northern
Sudwerk.
California brewer, Sudwerk, former guest of the show. They're looking for a sales rep in Missouri.
Oh,
they're
geez.
Looking to hire a sales rep in Missouri.
What, how?
Does this make any sense to anybody here?
That's the new craft beer capital.
I guess. I don't know.
San Diego, Portland, Missouri.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about. That's the, if you're a Missouri listener wanting to work for rep Sudwerk, they are looking for you. So there you go. There's are some things to look out for in beer and the beers and stuff.
Whoa.
I think we need a new beer. Speaking of Untappd, pull out your Untappd. I am Darktown. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87, and Nick is The Nick 80. You can follow us all on Untappd. I'm probably the best Untapper of the three of us, just have to say.
I get around to it.
Yeah, most consistent.
I hardly do locations
count
or photos.
On me.
I gave up.
Come on, yeah, I barely see Nick on there. Boo. Yay.
Boo. I stopped. I'm only at 1,270 unique check-ins.
Boo. Oh, what did that sound like?
Yeah, I'm at 1247.
It's a healthy 16.
Go! Yep.
If you said 16-ounce can, you would be correct. This one donated to us by El Perro, Ex El Perro. Buffalo, this is another one from the Buffalo Brewer Series, Ballpark Series number 2. I'm trying to, like, it's the Cosmic Truth Mosaic Hopped Session Ale.
It's I like those words.
From Resurgence Brewing. Whoa, I overpoured.
Wow. Whoa, bro.
That physics
you
still
should have tilted it forward.
That physics still in play. That growler, that Central Coast growler. This has got some aroma.
Aroma
that I like. The kind I like. Beer 87. All the beers have
this. Maybe it's the lighting here, but all the beers have this pinkish hue to them tonight.
Yeah, we got some blue lighting here. Do you have anything you want to point out this week you've had?
Been caught drinking?
Yeah.
From Allagash, I was sipping on their ginger saison, ginger barrel aged saison.
Allagash, their Bay Area brewer? Or no?
No, it was back east.
Back east. I get confused with Cellar Maker, I think.
Which I think Daily, I think me and him are like Snapchat, and he's all, dude, I'm drinking like a West Coast beer right now, and you're drinking an East Coast beer right now. And I was like, oh, it happens. It happens.
It's a thing.
Or might have been Blue Ox. One of the two guys. We're Snapchat friends.
Blue Ox.
I ended up being in Tower District at 2 p.m., which if you're going to day drink at 2 p.m., your choices are a bit slimmer. Things are 3 or 4 p.m. in the tower when they open up. So I ended up at Sequoia, had a big horn, still tasting pretty good.
All right.
Lauren and her friend Andrew from Redwood Curtain Brewing up north, or coast area, not coast, Bay Area, he happened to bring down some Crowlers. Oh. So we were enjoying a Vanilla Oak Fieldwork Crowler at Spokeasy. It was sipping on pretty good. I enjoyed a Session IPA from Pizza Port, which I forget the name at the moment. It's not Kook. It's one of them.
Yeah, that's what
I had. Another Tokyo Black Porter while I was at Spoke. Had one of those. Fresh Breaking Bud. And from Fieldwork, I had Burning Daylight. It was on tap at Spokeasy. I had the last pint of Breaking Bud. Burning
Daylight.
And my about third pint in, I switched over to Fieldwork Burning Daylight.
What style is that?
It's an IPA.
Okay. Damn it.
A couple of theirs are.
I missed the IPA.
They have Day Pack. They have Burning Daylight. They have some camping Day things, pack. If you will.
I want to try Day Pack. Maybe it's going to be.
I saw a show. Dangerous. I saw Bare Hands at Strummer's this last week. And they have 99 Gold Nail in the can. So I sipped on one of those.
Oh, look at you. And he has a 99 Gold Nail cap on.
So we finished up the concert and we went over to the grill side of Strummer's. And my buddy Jason.
Well, they got the good beer.
Jason Squires. Some people know him as Hammer from New Rock.
Hammer from New Rock. He's like, dude, 104.1
FM. He's all getting you a beer. What do you want? And I look up in the board and he's all, oh, I'll have a Drake's 1500. I want a pale ale right now. I go take a piss. I come back. I take a sip and I'm all, this is not, and I walk up and I was like, I'm all, why is this beer sipping like a denogonizer? He's all, cause I ordered us denogonizers. And I was like, that is not a problem, but I was expecting a Drake's 1500 pale, which is different from a denogonizer.
Yeah, man.
And then I shut the fuck up and drank it.
Yeah. Cause you got more alcohol than that.
Booze.
You won out.
Booze.
My booze.
That's the noteworthy.
Yay. The Nick 80.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Did you drink this week, Nick?
Nothing exciting. I know. I had a happy birthday.
Happy birthday from the Alpine.
The Alpine.
Is it prayer post by?
Oh, it's totally post. I hope. I would not want a pre-buyout.
I don't think I want any pre-buyout from Alpine anymore at this point.
other than that, I'm still nursing along a case of Fat Tire with Friends that I bought from Costco.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I bought some Dale's Pale Ale to take on my trip up to Sequoia National Forest, thinking, I'm going to drink in the park.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's not too much drinking going on in the park.
Those fucks.
Yeah. You got to go to like a campsite.
Those fucks down at the league.
I was like, where's everybody drinking all the beers by the big tree? And that's not really a thing.
Oh.
The park rangers frown upon that.
I've seen pictures of Sherman.
And it must be like
Sherman
on a Tuesday before noon.
Before the Rangers are
around. Ground control to Ranger Tom. Can I drink this beer? No? Okay.
Nope.
But there is one store in Sequoia National Park that sells Tioga Sequoia beers.
Mm-hmm.
If you forget to take beer with you when you're going camping.
Oh.
Tioga beer can be found in the National Forest.
Mm-hmm. Good tip. Yeah, I see it in the Yosemite store, in the Yosemite Valley.
Yeah.
They've got it there, too. Well, is that your bean cut?
That's my bean cut.
Peter Brewery.
Slow week.
No. The Nick 80.
Yeah, I already did mine.
Yeah, the Nick 80. I had a Eureka Burger. You eat the Ready, Set, Goes.
Ooh.
Ready, Set, Goes. I think the Goes beer is the number one in punny names per percentage wise. Okay. Percentage of beer names that have puns in them. I think Goes probably wins out.
Yeah.
Because it's all kinds of Goes.
More puns than pumpkin beers?
Ah, that would be the challenge right there.
Damn it.
Pumpkin beers versus Goes beers. Versus who has the most puns?
All right. I like it.
That's a nice Goes.
Yeah.
I would recommend it.
You eat. That's fun.
Field work. Well, let me wait on that one, actually.
Ah.
A second here for the beer to come back. So we do this continuous live. We don't stop. So things happen. Some people dip in and out. Dust Bowl, Son of Wrath.
Oh.
The double IPA.
The new Son of Wrath.
Yep. The new label. New label, right? Son of Wrath. Not the old label stuff. Hitting pretty
nice.
That's
how you know you got a freshie.
Took care of that. Didn't have any problems with that. Of course, well, I think I was sharing it with Bell, so.
He doesn't care.
That impressive. Then I've had a six-pack of Hopkin Kine from Maui Brewing, the IPL.
Lager.
It's a nice one. Enjoying that. And then we had we hosted a birthday for my aunt-in-law. Over the weekend, that's always the time to get the variety packs. Mm-hmm. That is variety pack central when you're having a get together or whatever, mixed family situation. So I got the Sierra Nevada variety pack.
You didn't go Leinenkugel's mixed pack?
No. Mm. And this one has.
Where does one find that?
This one has it was kind of cool, but it was kind of a couple Sierras in there that I hadn't had yet. They had the 11.5 Plato. That's a brewer term.
Brewer term.
Session IPA. That's nice. Nice. That was a nice beer. There's a hoppy lager, another one I hadn't had in there from Sierra. 2016 hoppy lager. Again, another nice beer. So those are kind of basically what I was kind of drinking. It just made me think the variety packs that there's one now I saw from Modern Times that I remember seeing months ago before Modern Times is in Fresno and just going nuts. I'm like, I can't believe it. That tin pack, variety pack of the cans.
Right.
And it has that little secret window.
Yeah.
It has the one that
alternate flavor.
The alternate one. And I saw it at a BevMo the other day. And I was just like, man. The window beer was Oneida.
Yeah.
And any other time, like before, I would have lost my shit.
Right.
When I saw that.
I'm like, oh my god, here's the tit bag. Yeah. Oh, there's a nine as the window beer. Ah! But I was there, I was like, eh.
Pants off, lighting things on fire.
Who had all those beers?
Oh, that's all you got.
That's how much of an asshole I've become.
Damn.
What an asshole.
What an asshole. Cheers! Before we find out if there's any of that growler left. Or no, not growler, but the growler left in the actual physics.
Growler.
The physics beer. Any cheers you guys have this week? Cheers to physics group.
Physics yeah. group.
On Twitter. At physics group on Twitter. And then, of course, physics.com. We're enjoying our little beer device.
Yeah.
Makes things fun.
It is more fun.
Cheers to Chino Yacht Club. Cheers on some untappers. Marcus Albert, Bobby Diesel, David Harper, Gio, Cal Kobe, Edwin Lozado, Matt Hibbis, Matt from Texas, Matt. And Hop Linguist.
Ooh.
And just cheers to everybody that talks about us and shares us and anything you can do for us, like leaving a review, subscribing to the show on iTunes, those kind of things, going to Patreon. These are all cool things you can do for us in between during the week of your drinking, in between shows. Any cheers do you guys have?
Cheers to Roger from Pine and Palm. I forgot to talk about this last week. He gave me a pro tip.
Pro tip.
He said, Popolo's is supposed to have Oneida on tap. It's probably on this week.
Popolo's, that's the proper Popolo's. Pronunciation.
Not Popolo's.
I was told via Becky by a waitress at Popolo's that it's Popolo's.
Popolo's.
Not Popolo's. Popolo's.
Nope. See?
Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't care the pronunciation? What do
I
you
go
say?
There, I fuck up salad bar, I leave.
I fuck it up.
Flipping salad bars.
Fuck up the salad bar, bro.
Flipping salad bars.
Yep, there's a lot of salad bar buzz when I get in there.
Get out of the way, bro.
Shit.
Get out of the salad bar.
Where's Mikey's here. Did you put the croutons out?
Where are they? I'm giving a shit about croutons. Where the fuck are the rings? Not even craisins. Oh. I don't care about craisins.
Did we find the white golden raisins?
Is there anything left? Oh, he's getting beer out of there.
Oh.
He just tapped it. God damn it. You just blew that keg, you bastard.
Splatter painting it after like a night at Taco Bell.
Wow. Got the last of it. That bottom pour.
Doesn't taste as great as the beginning of it. Tastes like new plastic air.
Yeah. Bottom pour. Nah,
and so yet, if you're wondering, like, how do I clean the physics? You just run water through it, just like as if it was a beer instead.
Now what do we do? We're out of physics.
Physics beer. We can put anything in there.
Oh.
You can put on tap water on tap if you want.
Water.
If you like tap water.
Fizzy water.
If you like tap water.
I love water.
Oh, Bearded Brewer's going to put water in there. He's going to clean the lines.
Pre-beer.
It's like he's at work. He's like, oh, fuck.
I can't handle this dirty line.
Clean these lines. God dang it.
If only you could ferment beer in there and then just pour it.
Oh, look at him go. He's not getting paid for this. We don't make enough money on our Patreon to get paid for this.
Where's the head on my water?
Yep.
Oh, look at him go.
Whoa.
He's not getting paid for this. Ignore
whoa,
that.
Whoa, Inception.
Ignore that.
Deja vu.
I was trying to do a...
Oh, this water taste.
Oh, you're drinking
taste
it.
Taste of beer.
That's our cleansing water.
Dregs water.
It's beer water.
I mean, what's wrong with beer water?
Nothing's
wrong. It's kind of already inside of me.
Cheers to our patrons.
Oh, wait. I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Cheers to Stephen Zach, Garage Door Brewing.
Oh, hey, that guy.
He found me a Looking Out For, and I got to go pick it up.
Ooh.
If he hasn't drank it by now. Facebookers. Oh, man, I can't even read my own writing. Cole. I believe this is Cole from Goldstein's.
Cole Michael.
Cole Michael.
That's him.
He likes our Facebook.
He's all right.
Once in a while, he posts things on Facebook.
Talking Cole.
Cheers to Henry, Mitch, and Richard, all new Facebook followers.
Cheers. Any more cheers?
Did I already cheer Spokeasy?
Who hasn't? No.
Cheers. Your mother, Trebek.
They run an exceptional establishment down there. And I was looking at their draft list tonight compared to last night, and it's almost different. And I'm just like, you guys have six fucking kegs on. And, I mean, damn, people drink beer there if they're blowing kegs like that. And Jason, he's down there. He's wonderful. I haven't seen J-Box in a while. He's all right. I see Ben all the time.
Cool dude, bro.
And then Mike. He's a wild card. You never know when you'll see Mike or if you'll see Mike.
Mike the wild card.
I love those guys.
Well, we love you, the listener of the Perfect Pour. Like our golden gods, our patrons right now, Nemai, a.k.a. not Zorro. Zorro!
Not Zorro.
Larry Talley, Jose Mina, a.k.a. Number Jose, Mike Sardina. May have heard of him. Corey, Greg from Messy Beer Talk, Tony Bax, Scotty B, David Bontavia, Salvador Anton. Those are all our currently up to date paid for patrons that we super appreciate. And we super appreciate you guys for listening, sticking with us this whole way. Even you, pals. Look, we made it under 2 hours.
It is? Oh, we got more shit to talk about.
Oh, shit. We should probably have another beer. Looks like we have to go.
That'd be called good.
Thanks, guys.
Keep up the good work. Guys.
Lamest ending ever.
Lamest ending brought to you by...
You missed it, Nick. Damn it. There's no more Perfect Pour.